Tonight, Vaisa, we're going to now look to a subject that is not based on Havana at all, not based on Yediyah. It's based on Emuna to a large degree. It's more than you do it, but it's actually brought in Avi Ezri. Shach brings in Avi Ezri at the end of Hilchas Tshuva that he had a kasha, why do you need a mitzvah of Emuna? What does the mitzvah of Emunah mean, he said? Isn't it something, I mean, to see that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom? It's a mitzvah, what do you need a mitzvah for that for? Don't you see that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom? Isn't it natural? Isn't that Yediya? And he brings, famously, that he asked the Brisker Rav the Shaila, and that the Brisker Rav told him that he asked his father of Chaim the Shaila, and that he told him in Chanami, Yediya, the things that are Yediya, Taka Poshet. What's Emunah? Emunah is from there and on. Whatever is not part of the idea, that's where Emunah starts. And the Ashmotis of Shach brings Beis Halevi, the end of Parshas Boy, who says, Misha lo yamin el v'mashen is baro lo v'moifers, ein lo yichel klal v'mitzvah Emunah. That's what Emunah is what you can't prove, what you can't know, but what you have to believe. And one very good example of that is these things that we're going to discuss tonight, which as I called it there, halachically dangerous foods. In other words, these are foods that as far as anyone could see or tell or understand, nothing wrong, nothing dangerous about it at all. But these things that which are born halacha, which are also mishum sakana, although we don't understand why they are or what they are, lemaisa, these are things that Yidden always were nizer on. What are those? The examples that we brought over here are onions or garlic or eggs, which are already peeled, which are uncovered, which are left overnight. This is true with Chavis Yoyer, who discusses Mamash this inyan, and he says that the truth is, he says there's nothing that you understand why it is. Why it is? He says, why is a magnet magnetic? Why is a magnet to draw other things? You don't understand why it is. Why nature works the way it was? Well, you don't have to understand why. You just have to live, keep up with and live with whatever it is that's the fact. And it was given up to tell you, and therefore you have to be careful. He's talking about things that are Megulah, Lameshach HaLayla, Dvar Megulim. That's what we're going to discuss. So, if you do have to ask it to people who are back on this subject, that the Klozim of Gerov Zuchanim of Rocha was Milchama Melchemes Mitzvah on this subject. Ma'amadiz and Yonim, Namish. Amish Fire. He said it's clear to him that the machlus that we have today are because people are not nizer enough in these things anymore. He said that there is no question. No question that that's how it is. And the truth of the matter is, there's no question that things are much different today than they used to be. In the old days, what happened? Somebody by mistake left over after some egg, it was cracked. And it got sunshine. It was left overnight, the night was coming, and they threw it out on fire things. Today, it's hard to come across foods that don't have these shilas. So it's everywhere. It's all over the place. What do you have? I mean, today, we have onion powder, we have garlic powder that goes into mamish everything. There's actually powdered eggs that end up in a lot of things that we're not necessarily aware of. The truth is, today, anything that has in it what's called liquid eggs, what they call canned eggs, bottled eggs, frozen eggs, powdered eggs. It has all the different names of different things. What are all these things? All these things are ba'etem, peeled eggs, which have been left overnight. This is what all these things are. And therefore, Klozim Lagerov was very stark against all of everything. And the Klozim Lagerov see them as a result. Mamish, you know, the makron it ad etem hayoyim hazeh, and as a result, this on. But Lamaisa, what we have to spend time on is to figure out, Rav HaOlam Lamaisa is not Nizhar Ad Kedei Kach, and we want to try to figure out and see, is there any kind of reasoning or any justification of Olam HaZagen to the meaning of Rav of Klal Yisrael today, not to be Nizhar Ad Kedei Kach, and what are is it gone? What are the guidelines of this Shaila? So Lamaisa, the Makoyer Inyan is in the Gemara. Well, a lot of people want to ask, and I wrote it down there as one of the questions for this year, is this a regular Issa? It's a regular Chiyuv. The truth of the matter is, the Kenzogin, it's not a regular Chiyuv. It's irregular Chiyuv. Why is it irregular? Because the truth is that the place can bring that in the whole Shas, you don't find Atkidei Kach L'Shoynus of Zahirus like you find on peeled eggs. Namish Atkidei Kach. The warnings that were given on this are Varem She'enom Nimtoyim Klal U'Klal. And the Sos and Gemara needed up your giant. Omer Tzum Ba'yichoy. Hey, Dvorim Heim, She'oiso oiso Mitzchayiv V'napshoi V'domoi B'roishoi. Come on, little fool, I'm sharp for the shayna. Mitzchayiv V'napshoi V'domoi B'roishoi. And the first three things are the only ones we're going to go through right now because that's what we're going through tonight. Ha'oichel Shum Koluf. Ubotel kalufa, ubeitza kalufa. Of course, it's talking about when it's been that way overnight. Very shaful. Rashi says over there, what's the pshat? Mischayev v'nasher edomer v'roishoy. He says, nenash al atzmoy. V'choivaz domoy midreshes mimenu la'acham yisosay. Achmonu v'plan. Rashi a little further says, who goyrim la'atzmoy? He calls his own death. And he's going to be blamed for it after he's gone. In other words, he'll be killed, and then he'll be blamed. Why did you kill? Commit suicide? Rashi says on that. Rashi says on that. Who goyim la'atzmei amiso? V'domoi b'roishoi shaloi b'levad shemeis ela shadomoi nidreshes mimenu kemoi b'ma'abed atzmei l'odav. As if a person committed suicide for being over on this on these issues. Tekstiv bei achas dimchem al nafshe teichem edrash. A floga gedoyla. Which is brought in Gemara, in Rashi, in Achroinim. It's a shum b'yichoy b'atzim. It's a big afloga, but it's a big afloga from shum b'yichoy, who normally is taken very seriously in shum b'yichoy, what he says. Shum b'yichoy, ki adua, was the one who used the Mora de Shmaito of these in Yonim b'chalal. But again, it's brought in Nigla, in the Gemara, and very, very, very strong Lashonis are brought. So therefore, we're going to try to be mastic to Minigal, but at the same time, yeah, it's actually extremely serious. It's definitely something that needs to be taken seriously. The truth of the matter is, in the Rambam, in general, in Rambam Ki Yodua has Hilchas Yitzecha Shmiyas HaNefesh, and everybody speaks about the fact that Yitzecha and Shmiyas HaNefesh are Hainu Hach. In other words, that one should take care of their own life is equal to and equivalent to and part of the Inyan of Zahiris and Ritzicha. This is what I heard from, if I think the Millies, they can say that over. So, that's the Gemara from this. Now, Lamaisa, normally when we take things down to Alocha Lamaisa, we see what the Yishonim say. So, okay, well, Rashi's Mephaj over there, we saw. But it's a Taisvus also. Taisvus is a Taisvus in Beyer, the Fudal de Medalif, the Matzul Ika. He's talking about, it says that Malachas, that can be done from before Yom Tov, you can't do them on Yom Tov. So over there the discussion is about Tchino, grinding on Yom Tov. You can't grind on Yom Tov, and why can't you? Why is it also? Tractatus, actually, when it comes to shum, when it comes to garlic, when it comes to an egg, why can't you grind those up before Yom Tov? But the Mishnah it says that you can do it on Yom Tov. What's wrong with doing it before Yom Tov, he says? Normally anything that can be done before Yom Tov is awesome. So why is a mutter to grind up shum on Yom Tov or to grind an egg on Yom Tov? So he says, the Amrinon ruach ro shira lein kishen tchonen balayla. At night, once these things are open up, ruach ro shira, and therefore, Zaktaisus, halacha lemaisa, it's mutter to grind it on Yom Tov, because otherwise it'd be a problem. The Taisus in Beis, the Taisus in Shabbos, the Kufan Aleph, Taisus in two places, it brings it halacha. There's a shinur halacha lemaisa huskas Yom Tov, based on this halacha, that you can't grind it before Yom Tov. What are you going to do? You can't open up an onion and garlic before Yom Tov. Interestingly, Kozum Megarov, again, he's going to be balash maisa of all of the chumras in this Inyan over here, but if you do that, if the Sanzerov, who was an elder Zayd of his, Sanzerov, and other Tzadikim l'mineihem, and all the Gedolim l'mineihem had a minig that they themselves, at the Shabbos table, used to make the eggs with onion. At the table. At the table they did it. So he says a chiddush. He says, why was that so? There's more than one reason. But he says, one of the reasons is, he says, if they have to do it at the table, so nobody else could do it before Shabbos and leave it overnight. In other words, they wanted to have it in their own hands and not have a matzah where lost the Shabbat Sveta, they didn't have time, they did have time, did it before, whatever, it's more convenient. They wanted to make sure that they had this in their hands. L'maisa nohamo. We see Gemara, we see Tesris, but l'maisa toik chazi mai amad bar, and we find that it's not ad kedei kach, and the shaila is, of course, why. So others will say the pshat is a mitzvah. What you do for a mitzvah? Magno masla. A mitzvah. L'maisa though, the more of Sochem. The more of Sochem says the Gabi Morer. Morer, to Yadu, you have to travel Morer and Chareses, that's not just a minik. You need to dig in water. You have to dip the Morer into Chareses. Why? So the Gemara says that it's the Gevista Eres that's in the Morer, which is dangerous. And then if you don't dip it into Chareses, it's a Sakona. So you may fig that Eres. In fact, the Rosh, over there, in Arvid Sochem, Rector Ross, why don't we find that all year long you act on Tibul in such a way? You act even more. Because there's two Tibul and I know the second Tibul is the one that's Minadin that you have to dip more in the Charoises. You don't find at any other time this Chiyuv to dip more in the Charoises. What's the Pshat he says? Rector Ross Punk Fakat. He says, Tibul Shein Shoushal Mitzvah. His hero chachomim shelo yehei bechash takana. For whatever reason, I don't know what exactly that means and why it is that there were more nizah, and it came to in yonei mitzvah there were even more nizah not to get into shayos of takana. What the reason is for that? Kveisnish. Of azish takes in rosh, and therefore clearly we can't use this as an excuse to say that whenever it's a dvar mitzvah, let's say it's any Shabbos or any yom tov, therefore we don't have to worry about any shayos of takana because it looks like fakir. You have to be more careful.
It's a good thing, what's the fakir?
Yeah, well,
that's a good thing, that's you don't got to worry about.
Yeah. Now, from this one, what's the fakir? It's a good thing. But it's the chemet, it's the chemet, it's the chemet, the chemet says, that it's a mektoya godel, it's a mektoya godel, he says, to know, when can you say about something, shem and mitzvah liyezid over all. So big mitzvah, in other words, it doesn't automatically fit wherever you want to put it. That's the clause that you can't automatically use that as an excuse. And what's also very clear is that Tosfos Zichah doesn't follow on that svar, because Tosfos is dafka talking about Yom Tov. You want to use shum or bottle for Yom Tov, and that's the place where Tosfos goes ahead and says that's the reason why it's mutter to be taken and on Yom Tov, because you can't do it before Yom Tov. Why not? What's for any Yom Tov? Oh, that's right, he said, that's not good enough. Tari Bazoi, we're not going to say over here that that's the heter. That's clear. Obviously, even if we would say that, it wouldn't be enough of a heter for all the rest of the time that we do it. But even with Shabbos V'yomter, it's not going to be good enough. The big shaila is, this halacha was not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chavah does not bring it down in Shulchan Aruch. And it's not clear why at all. Even Kameinim, why? Because the honor of such halachas in Shulchan Aruch about Irah. And in Simon Kuf Tezayin, in Yerdei Kuf Tezayin, there are many halachas of Sakana. And this is not one of them. It's not brought there. The Choshemish with them, the Choshemish with Tokhov Zayin, there's also certain halachas of Shmir Yisrael Nefesh. Not in there either. Not Beit Seklufa. Not Basel, not Shum. None of it is in there. No, I think that probably the first thought that we would have is that if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, if I say somehow that these halachas are no longer negaya today, for some reason or another, maybe we would say, like sometimes we say, Nishtan Mativim, it's not the same as it used to be. Where do we find the precedent for such a type of thing? We do find a precedent for such a type of thing. The Gabi Mayim Guluyim, right, which you left uncovered overnight, the Mishnah and Trumas, Parakas Mishnah Dalit and Trumas over there says that any mashke that was goloi overnight, now let use it. Today, we're not so nizer in it like we used to be nizer in it. Even though Rada and Shavah Kodesh, he brings yes to be makbid, and he was makbid, the girl was makbid to go stark on it.
That's actually
an attempt to get the machine in the field. That's what we're getting. But I'll call upon him, the Maisa, that there's a great on Hager, at least for the Evet, to be more make on it. Shulchan Aruch, to Mekufta Zayim, starts with Mayim Gluyim, and he writes clearly that Hagam, the Mitzad Din HaMishnah, Mayim Gluyim is a Sakona, and you're not allowed to use them. But today it's Mosa. As I state the Shulchan Aruch. No, so we see precedent for this type of change. So maybe you can say the same thing about Boston a little bit, so maybe that's why it's not for the Shulchan Aruch second. Well, Lamaisa, Itchem Estabra, for more than one reason. First of all, it says Beferish, and the Tosfos takes the Tosfos of the Zohar, the Flamed Hei, which says Beferish, that Mayim Galuyim were Mekel today, and it says why were Mekel today. And it says why is it? Because the reason for Mayim Galuyim has an open reason. The reason is when you leave open water, and there are Nechoshim around, there are snakes around, and a snake could stick his head in there, and he leaves the poison in there. Today, Zoktaisvers, ain't the Hoshim Mitsuyim Beneinu. Right? There are still snakes in the world, but they don't drezich among people, Baruch Hashem, today, like they used to in the old days. And therefore, you don't have to be Choshish anymore. In other words, it's clear to us, Aleph, what was the Zakana, and Beis, that it changed, and now it changed. It becomes very clear. And therefore, Taket Mefurish of Shulchan Aruch, that Mayim Gluyim today is Mutter, because it is Shinuk. But number one, we don't find any reason to say that there's any shinui in Basel or Beitzim today different than there ever was before. And nor do we have any simon or any reason to say that that whatever the reason was, which we don't know exactly or understand it, is not the same today. And nor do we have in Shulchan Aruch anything that tells us that. Right? And the other thing, it says the famous Shulchan Aruch. This was the reason. Today it's no longer so. Why doesn't he speak up and say the same thing to us about Vosel of Eitz and say, Hine, Hufa v'gemara, this and this halacha, and the Rishonim speak about it. However, Tanishta Zayayim. In fact, the Rishonim wasn't aware of it, but they bring it to the Rishonim. But he doesn't bring it to Shulchan Aruch, for whatever reason. Again, we find very clearly that Tosfos, in two places, very clearly says that it is a Chashash today. So Tosfos are like Tosfos. Well, the Gabi Mayim Agulim said Befeish that there's a Shinoi. Here, they say Befeish that there's no Shinoi. So how am I? We would have to make up our own shinui if we don't have to taste this. But that's what Yishver is at. Now the Masham, in his Chuvis Masham, Chedek Dalek Sim Kuf Memches, he brings Agoyis Mozche. Agoyis Mozche, by the way, not everybody knows Agoyis Mozche is. Agoyis Mozche is not the Mozche who was a famous Rishon. What is Agoyis of him to in the Mozche? Nobody made Agoyis in there. He was a Kadman. It's clear we take it seriously. But the Agoyis Mozche says that today maybe is different, and maybe today there's no Ruach Ro like there was in the old days on these things. And this is where anyone who wants to look for any Tzad Kula, that's where you would have to start from. So you state the Agoyis Mozche. Maybe there's no Ruach Ro today. Look, the Masham brings it down, and the Masham writes that from Tosfos is klar that there is Ruach Ro today. The state of Eishon Tosfos. Tavivazoi, to be doiche bekash divrei Tosfos, because of this Agoyis Mozche, he says, it's not going to be good enough. Especially, he says, on something that's so sharp from the Shainis, the Sen of the Gemara, of Meschayer, Menapshoi, Vedomei Beroishoi. And especially, that Agoyis Mozche, if we want to rely on it, clearly says, Dilma, maybe today, who knows, he says, maybe there's no Ruach Ro today like there used to be, but he doesn't say clearly. He says, Dilma loy shayach b'neinu. Maybe it's not shayach between us today like before, but he doesn't say it clearly, and Tosfos does say clearly, Halacha l'maaseh d'kipsak. Look to Masham, v'kivon sh'agoyis mozche mesupok ba'atzmoy, if he himself is the sofik, e'ef sh'lohokel v'chashash sakono, u'befrat, Shekotav, rak the Dilma in Moshe Beneinu. If he says Dilma, he says, so what should we say? Especially we know that Chamir Sakantum Eisuro, and therefore he says, he doesn't see how we're going to use this against Mefurisha words of Gemara and Tosfos. Lamai Sigaret, all the Poiskim Shemafiyam on Ochayim bring down these Isurim Ad Esam Ayoyim Azer, regardless of the fact that it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's still brought in Frichodosh, in Kuf Tezayin, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hesel Cheshmir Saguf, where he brings it, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, the Rav Fa'olim, who is the Ben Ishchai, he brings it, the Moshe brings in Ligas Moshe, and down to the Debrecina and everybody else, they all memon that it's Isur Poshut today, and they do not accept that the Dilma that was found in this Hagoyis Moshe is good enough of a reason to be Deichet. Now I'm a Kabbalist, also Hagedet, at the Kleidzimberger of Zichel was a Kabbalist, but it doesn't look like anyone was a Kabbalist, and they say that there's no difference between Amol and today. They don't even use it as a tzir for any kind of thing. Today, the Messiahis is the same way, which leaves us really very much in a similar place to where we were before, which is with a question of why today, Taka, do we have any reason to be Mekel any more than the old days? By the way, Chofetz Chaim, Ki Yadua, he doesn't have a Mishnah Berurah on Yeridaya. However, what he does have is that Chofetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Likutei Halachos, which he wrote on the Masechtos where we don't have the Rif. He made a sort of a Rif. And the Likutei Halachos over there in Gemara Nida, he writes, Bivadai Tzorich Lizor Bahem. Definitely need to be Nizer in these Isurim, although he says it's not brought in the Rambam, or in Shulchan Aruch, still, Bivadai Tzorich Lizor Bahem, definitely need to be Nizer in these Halachos today also. And the Chiddush again, I must say, the Marsham, because you do have a tremendous Mekel, you do have the Rav Yashu, the Chayim Aruch said, and anything the Masham is not Mekel on, nobody has a right to Mekel on. Because basically Masham went as far as possible on anything. If you do also, it's not always said in public out loud, but the Daki Tshuva has very Shachar Verter where he wrote his Sefer against the Masham. Because the Masham is too Mekel, he doesn't even recover his Kulis. And the Masham, the greater Mekel, who's always looking for the greater Kulis, he finds no Kula over here, although he brings down any the place where anyone would have used for the Kula. He doesn't want to recover it. So therefore, this brings us to where we are, which is that we can't play games with this and we have to take it seriously. But of course the question will be, why is it not brought in Shulchan Aruch? So some say, at the end of Sefer, the Rambam at least, maybe does that. Why? Because the Rambam, at the end of Sefer, fears that the Chayn Yizoher, the cold Vorim HaMevim L'Day Sakona, Ki Sakanto Chamir Me'Yisuro, Yesh lochus yoyser losofik sakona milosofik isa. The klal lahalocha brought by the Ramah. Yesh lochus yoyser losofik sakona milosofik isa. So others will say that could be included in that Ramah. Also, kirocha lichoshes. In other words, every single thing, you write everything. He said whatever is a sakona, you have to stay away from. Okay, kemzay. Although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, the Kozim Agarov, in his Tshuva, Divrei Yasser, Sun Tezvav, he hasn't the Santa Svara. And again, he's the Bala Memra of very, very Kitzonis, the Chumris and this. However, he says Tvis Advon Shal Tam over here, which are interesting, at least to repeat, Takhapan. Look at Azay. Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch does bring it? He says the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. What about the Rambam? Why doesn't the Rambam bring it? It's Yadua that the Rambam wrote very clearly that Shadim, Kshofim, all of these things don't exist. All the superstitious thing is superstition, he says. It doesn't exist because they shite the Rambam alayhi. Be a grof. You do on your day, someone could find test. I think I may have even said it here once before. Don't be a grof and could find test. It's a very sharp event, that it's the same as a roish, mamish. To hear what he says over there against the Rambam, it's mamish a pachat chodim. He says the Rambam took philosophy here against the Gemara. Lamish, the chulu v'chulu. And he makes it very clear that nobody should follow the Rambam's opinion on this. Dr. Kleisenberg, he says the truth is the Rambam had a reason for what he was doing. Why did he write this, he says? He says the reason was because in his areas, in his time, they were very busy, taka, and much too busy with fashidna thought and superstitions and kshofim and shtusim. And that was a way of life to him. Superstition was a way of life. Leminayim, whatever it was. Therefore, it was a lot of amirasis, he says, and he says, therefore he wrote in Amir Nevuchim, and Amir Nevuchim, he was very clear about being very solid and not getting involved in all kinds of narishkeit, and it was very important to him. So he says it was very important to the Rambam not to bring anything that was not a physical thing, because he thought of it as Eis Lasis Lashem, to make a point of machin avek anything that was outside of logic and seichel, because he felt that the dor where he was in a bad place when it came to these things. And therefore, he made the decision to be mevatel on certain things, like I said, Eis Lasis Lashem. And therefore, I must say, maybe I must not say, but I'll say it anyway, I have an African woman who I may have mentioned here in the show before, who's been in touch with me, who looks at me, Magaya, Ruchulu. Rather brilliant woman, wealthy and successful, Ruchulu, but she lives in Africa, Umahat Nishken Sof. All day she's telling me about dreams and mices and kshofim, and I took the Rambam's position with her, and Amish, Mekedesh Lamazah. Somebody told us this is going to happen. And the Mela, that happened. Put Sachof, Mekedesh Lamazah. So the Mela, this is what the Rambam was dealing with. And he made sure to make it clear that all these things are not kayam, whatever is not physical. He doesn't want to be available to people from the Ikir Avodah, which he felt was the Ikir Avodah. Mela was mashmatir. And the Mela, Shulchan Aruch, followed the Rambam. Left the Kleisenberg, okay. So that's the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch follows him. Volamaisis, that's what he says. All the other Poiskim who didn't have necessarily that particular direction and interest, it wasn't necessary for them to do, they did bring it. So the Mela, as far as we're concerned, all the Poiskim in the Tfiyah Manukhayim follow the Zach, and therefore that's our job to follow our little Vaita. Yeah. Then Chagav, Ben Yehoyada, he repeated before from the Ben Ishchai, when he says in his Chuvas, and I'll follow him from his Ben Yehoyada, which is his Pirish on Agodas. So there in the Gemara in Nida, he's the Medayik Loshna Gemara. It says, Chamisha Devorim Hein, Sha'oisa Oisam Mishchayv Ben Afshe. He says, what's Loshna Hein? What does it say? I'm not going to say Chamisha Devorim Sha'oisa Oisam Mishchayv Ben Afshe. What does it have to have extra in Hein? Look at Ben Ishchai, Loima Sheisharu Bekach, Ve'ein Tikvo Sheizbatlu Lufi Oirech Hazman, Ve'leze Omar Hein, Bahavayoson Yiyu Homitkach. As it like this. This is the way it's going to remain. Doesn't change. I'm going to change the Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to change the way how much time passes. It stays there. You can't take it off. Can't get rid of it. No. Tari Bazei, Moses Beis. So the Maisa, in Gemara state, what's the Issa? The Issa is, Ha'oichel Beitza Klufa. A peeled egg. Now what are we talking about over here? When we talk about this egg over here, are we talking about a hard-boiled egg, a cooked egg? Are we talking about a raw egg? Are we talking about both? What's the story? Because that's clear that if we could take, Lamosha, we could get a makor, that raw eggs are not the inyan over here. Oh, well, it would be a tremendous yeshua for us, because the vast majority of the shilas that come off that are difficult to deal with are after talking about raw eggs. Now the truth is, there is a way to redaik takim loshon haGemara that there is a zaska talking about cooked eggs and not raw eggs. Why? First of all, it says ha'oichel beyaklufa ha'oichel. Yeah, raw eggs are not referred to by that loshon of oichel. Right? If you look always in your idea, look in kufidalit in your idea, as if your dalit states. Beitza afa pisher uyim uyo legoimo chayo legoimo, to swallow it. That's the lotion that's always used on raw eggs. Oichel usually is used for a cooked egg or any other chewable item, right? It's not something that you just swallow down. Others on the diet call some of the lotion. Beya klufa, a peeled egg. How is it that you have such a lotion peeled? Peeled is something that, again, is more appropriate to something that is cooked and therefore can be peeled. Otherwise, you would say, shavura. Yeah, that would be a good lesson to use on something that if you were dealing with a raw egg. So, I wouldn't say these yukam on my own, to be honest. But Lamaisa is true as three asadars, the Boni Adarov, the Choshev Erov, who handled back and forth with the Choshev Strabonim of his day, and he writes that the Issa is only on cooked eggs. And he makes these diyukim. These are the diyukim that he brings, and he says raw eggs don't have the problem at all. Azay zakhta. But these diyukim. The truth is, however, nobody agrees with him. Nobody agrees with him. Not anyone who actually brings that same thing that he brings to his chiddush. And the truth is, it's not known that there was ever such a kula anywhere. What's more is that in that tshuva of the Maharsham, which I mentioned before, he brings as a double poshut that a raw egg is also fakert. He has to mention over there to prove that also a mabushalah is oich also. But to say that a beyachaya is mutan and a mabushalah is what's also, that loyola al date meyoyim fakert, he feels the need to prove that even though it's cooked, it's still also. But raw is poshut by him. And again, that seems to be a very clear consensus among all the poskim.
Onions and garlic also, and isn't that clear that it's raw? We're not talking about. Is there any question that it would there would not be?
Chay is very clear. Chay is very clear. Chay is very clear. Yeah, there wouldn't be any shot. The yukum only right there. And we'll soon see that that's the shot about the. Let's not say what's the shot those yukum. I'll upon him. The malvim has a safe out of achayim. And in Siman Dalid, he brings locha. What happens, a yid who touched a food without mitzvah yadayim? Not everybody's aware, by the way, that there's such an issue. Besides the halacha that you have to wash negel vasa, there's the halacha, what happens to food if you touched it without negel vasa? That's the thing I heard years ago from my maskeh, Shmuel Deshaun's language. He walked into a pizza shop in Baruch Hagen, and he even told us which one it was. And he walked in there, and the balabas was standing behind the counter, the Yishalayim yid, and he says to him, can I ask you a question? He says, what do you want to ask? If the Yiddish workers here wash their negel vasa? I don't know, I feel like he says, yeah, as you know. He says, there must be the Rabbi Machshe in this place. With the Udvari Rav. I don't know if he's a wife anymore, maybe a son ticket or whatever it is. He said, he made me give him a tkiyas kaf. That I was going to line up all my Yiddish workers as they walked in the morning, whether they washed negel vasa, they didn't, or they said, or this or that. That I gave him, I had to give him a tkiyas kaf, and I'm going to watch every single one with my eyes do it. He says, the Mashgiach can't do anything about this. There's only somebody who's off and out. Made him do it. Back upon it, let's say in Malden, that with the Yevon, what if a yid touched that food? So he says, you should wash the food itself three times, and later becomes mutter. Zok the Malden, however, of course, this will not help with a Bayer Klufa, he says, because it's a liquid, you can't wash it. Right? You can't wash it from being open at night. So it was Hosefendor. You see very clearly that he's talking about a raw egg. Now he says clearly there. That's it. Who are then? He says, once there's no success, there's no success with based on the Shal Caesar. It doesn't become an issue only of what's possible or not. Once you can't be matir a bayah that way, so you can't do it either way. Whether it's cooked or raw, it doesn't make a difference. And why? He says, Lamaisa, you can't make a dimyam between one ruach raw and another. Just because the ruach raw of your dayim, it could go off if you wash it, doesn't mean the ruach raw of gilui overnight also goes off. You don't make these kind of dimyanas, he says. As you look in Rav Moshe, if you're looking at Braisha Chalkis Yaakov, anyone who's done in this Shaila, it's posher to them that a raw egg is just as also as a cooked egg. No one ever comes with such a taina at all. Now, what's back in the Pshat in the Lashon of the Gemara is the Chalkis Yaakov in Chalik Al-Sim Kuf Yudalis. He says that the Gemara there is talking about three things. Be'er Klufa, Shum Kaluf, and Bosel Kaluf. So the Meila, the Gemara uses a lashon that is appropriate for all of them together. Gumeya, you could say for a raw egg, but you can't say that for the other foods. So at the very least, he says, you go both the roiv. What are you going to say? Shavura? You can't say shavura either when it comes to these other things. Therefore, he says, no, there's no way to be medayik. These lashons, the gabi eggs, in my opinion. Anyway, I don't see really, to be honest, what Be'er Klufa is a big race of deer. Klufa just means that the shell was removed. How it was removed does not necessarily mean dafka peel, but whatever it is, halacha l'maaseh, there's no nafka mina between hard or soft or raw or cooked. Others want to say maybe the pshat is that this is all author if you didn't close it up in a bottle. Right? What happens if you tightly close the bottle with the eggs or the onions or the garlic inside, or you vacuum packed it in a plastic bag, and by Mayim Agolim, my father is the Gaza Heter. Right? But Mayim Agolim, that's the Gemara over here, and a Svara also. the seif. But here, there's the Gemara as far as Bakat. The Gemara says, Beferish. Afagav de manchi, besilto, umetayri vechassimi, ruach no shayin alayim, Beferish azach. And the truth is, it's more as eichazoy, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, when it comes to Megula, clearly we saw, a closed jar keeps out the nechoshim. Maybe they can't be makbid. By the way, this is another interesting halacha. How is it that often you'll see, at least, I mean, I think in most houses, Friday night, you keep a chinik, if you keep a chinik on the fire, you don't often see that it's closed. So some people do put something on top on the spout, but I'm not sure if that's even the reason why those who do it, or if it's just to keep the heat inside, or whatever it is, or some many people don't do it altogether. Why pack it? How can you don't have a shayla of a gula over there? And it's the same smarter. The chat is, you have to be able to envision a snake sticking his head inside and coming back out. And when the water is boiling hot, it's not negaya. So maybe it's mutter. So all these things follow smarters, but these other zaken, what are you talking about with the ruach ra, with the bottle obeyer, there's no marking to be matter. The same thing goes, by the way, in another case of ruach ra, the one says, Msochim, oichlim, umashkin shetachas amita, afilo mechupim bekli barzel, ruach ra shayin olem. As we stay in Shulchan Aruch here today, we're going to kuf tazayin. Sorry, but sorry, we're going to say something over here, and we have no reason to be matter at all with Megullah. By the way, in case anyone is thinking to themselves, Avosner writes very clearly in Ferguson based Levy that the refrigerator, by the way, doesn't even add anything to the situation. It's all the same. It's in a closed jar and closed jar in the refrigerator. Alles ist dieselbe Sache. Okay, so what is the heter that normally is Yadua? And let's get down to a mice. So first of all, in that Agoyes Motcha, he brings Taker a Chubas Maram in Rottenberg. And he brings him to Santa Loshan. He says, why is it that we're Mako in a Bay of Kalufa overnight? So he says, Kisvei HaKodesh Aleihem Matzilim. The Kisvei HaKodesh that are on them are Matzil. No. What's the Pshat in there? It's not a modern Maisa. What is he talking about? What is it that we're Noyig to be Mako in? What's the Kisvei HaKodesh Aleihem Matzilim? What is he talking about? He puts form on top of the eggs. What's the voice? There appears the big Dayasha on the bottom of the Zach. And he says that the derech is to write some words on a peeled egg. And therefore, you eat it with the ksav that's on it. Now this still leaves us off in the air, even though I have to say as soon as I saw it, it is rather reminiscent to me of a minig, which I'm about to say, but there's a sefer called Shulchan Chai. He has a Meir Shapir's Afkoma on his sefer, and a Meir Shapir in his Afkoma on the sefer explains that stick or what it means, but more at length. And he says that it's talking about an old minig, which is Gebayt on the Rekeach, on the Yishayim, Shemeshiva Natinoikis Lumoid Veshavus. Yeah? They used to sit the children down to learn Aleph Beis the first time on Shavuos. Now, because I was in Eretz Yisrael for the last 23 years, Yishalayim and Yidden, to this day, this is what they do. Not on Shavuos. They do it on the day that the child turns 3 and the first time they bring him into Cheder. They do exactly this thing. They write on the eggs. They write first Oisius on a some kind of a luach, and then a honey cake for Cholo, and then they put Oisius on an egg, based on the Vusheles Uklufo, Haklipo, Imeno, the cost of a leho, the Yemer Eli ben Odom, Bitlecho, Toichal, Umeyecho, Temale, and Megillah Azois, the Cholu, Vatihi Befikid Vashlomos, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel. They put this on the egg, and they give it to the kid to eat. The Gatos. Ad Esma Yemer Azois.
It said roll on one egg.
What?
It said roll on one egg.
Oh, so it's an art. It's an art that it has to be put on. Yeah? So they put it onto this peeled egg. I think they may have put those same words onto the cake also. But on Kaponim, we learn different halachas from this minig. It's not the only one. One of the halachas that's brought in this minig is the Shin Mem, the Magen Avraham. He speaks about eating these eggs on Shabbos V'yomtiv. Especially you see that the minig wants to eat it on Shavuot. I can eat an egg with words on it on Shabbos V'yomtiv. And then there's another shayla that's handled around them. What about being moichik teira? You'll have a moichik. That comes back to this shayla we went through over here. And the third thing is aliyah. And there he says, Taka, asher sha'altem al beitza klufa sh'ova aleihem alaylo. Right? And this is that shayla. In other words, who says that it was a peeled egg? because they had to write the words on it. So when they write the words on it before Yom, obviously, and they ate it on Yom, kum tochayz, that clearly it was peeled. The Torah said, what's the hefter? They ate it on Yom after the night. On that he says that since you eat it with the ksav is matzah. Right? Now, the pashtus is that he's talking about the ksav. Kisvei HaKodesh Aleihem Matzil. Others, however, want to take this a step further, and clearly I would not find this in these words. However, we'll soon see that it is found in other Yishayim, so it's good. Right here, I would say what it says here is, if you're eating it together with Kisvei HaKodesh, there's a Kedusha there that wipes out the Ruach Ra, the Chatchila. That's what it seems like to me. However, others will say, what was written on there? It was obviously written with another food. Right? It had to be edible. Well, they didn't write it with the ink of a cipher. It must have written it with some chocolate or something, yeah? Something must have been on there, yeah? Kuntachoyt is another food that's with it. And that goof is the heter, the fact that there's another food, which is a chiddush atom, because it's not inside, it's not a chelik of the egg, it's not mixed in there, that this would be a tremendous chiddush. And I was even under the zog.
What did the Yerushalmi Yemen do?
They don't do that on Yom.
Do they put another food in? Do they write it in chocolate?
Huh? How would they do it? No, they write it on the outside. It's edible stuff. Yeah, well, I love it. So, okay, whether it says that in this very small scale or not is debatable, and I'm basically that it doesn't say that there. But what it does say here clearly is, if it has sukkim on it, that's the hetzah. So, from now on, no problem at all, Baruch Hashem, if you write the sukkim on all the pieces of garlic that you leave open, the chavadigas. Yeah.
Well, you mix it.
But in the smash, like right there. Yeah. In the smack, in Siman Kufay and Aleph, he says more than this. Shum kolof, ubasal kolof, ubasal klufa, shover leim alaylo, ye she'enum choyshishim, me'acha she'lechem me'urov v'soichom, there's bread mixed in there, whatever that Matthias was that he was dealing with, there's another food mixed in there, v'yesh she'mesimen klipa tashumen l'soichom, others put peels in. Now the Mokim L'Chayr for that is originally in the Gemara, it says that if you left some of the klipa on, it's Mota, and his Chiddush is that even if you peeled it completely, but if you put some of the peel in, so it's as good as not being peeled to a degree. So we have the Esrim, two different things here, which he's saying, one is there's all the food in there, one is the klipas of the thing themselves is also a Heter. Actually, the Chazanish, it's brought b'shmoy that he brought a raya to that from a Mishnah. The Sabbath. The Mishnah Beit is Vavu Mitbeit, Eir Sab Shilin. Stayed on, and you have to have one Tavshil according to the Tzolah for Eir Sab Shilin. V'shovim b'dogu Beit Sha'olov, Shein Shnei Tav Shilin. Dr. Ashi Sheh, you're talking Beit Sha'olov, Shein Shnei Tav Shilin. So in other words, you have to have a Beir, you have to open it up before Yom Tov. Yeah? And put it onto the fish, and then you have to eat it at the end of Yom Tov, at least you have to be able to eat it at the end of Yom Tov. Kum Tachayis, it went through at least one night by that time. Right? So the Aisach Beyek Rufa. Tavei Vazoyi says, Al-Korchach, Shat is once it's mixed with another thing, it's part of something else, it becomes Mota. What do you say? The shame the Chavos.
It's cooked, right?
What?
When you have the fish, it's cooked.
Yeah. Okay, but again, cooked. We haven't found that cooked is definitely necessarily a Hatha B'chlop. The Beis Shloimeh, in his Tshuvos, is rather one of the big machmirim, but he is matir bottle or basin that are made from Erev Shabbos. Kivon shenis arev hachoymetz, he says. There's choymetz put in there. Vinegar. Koydev sho'over aleam alaylo, ein sakonu v'kai gavna, where you already had vinegar in there before the night went by. Ben Eshchai, this is already a third Makar in the Ben Eshchai. This is in the Sefer Ben Eshchai. In Shona Beis and Parshas Pinchas, Eitz Yudalit. He also says that, to make up for the same reason, Kafachayim, Kufta Zayin, Ois Tzadik Beis, brings the Sefer Zivchei Tzedek, who says, salad that has in it onion and garlic, is matir also because it was mixed in. Franka Fisher, who I'm not saying necessarily I would throw him in here, but Franka Fisher, those who knew anything about him, he was the address in Yerushalayim for all of the interesantes, gulas, and inyonim. He was very stark by counting all these zachas And his tshuva is in Eben Yisrael, Chelik Teskuf Chavav, or his Gimel, also, he says the same heter, or something mixed in, it's mota. Now here's an interesting thing, because Michas Yitzchok, Chelik Vos Simen Nun Hei, he has a shayla that was written to him by Mashgiach HaMayonez. And why is that? Because obviously mayonnaise is made out of eggs. So let's put it down. And he says, since it has salt or sugar in it before the night, it's mutter. And again, the reason l'chayda is it doesn't make a difference if it's vinegar or if it's salt or sugar l'chayda. The word l'chayda is that the Easter was on eggs. Although, otherwise the truth is, I mean, you wouldn't be able to use a lot of bread until the next day, and once mixed into anywhere, you can mix into anywhere. So don't say those. Are we gonna after every single food, it's not gonna be bottle or beta anymore, it's gonna be everything. Basically anything that has it in it, you'll have to finish by bayam the same day, and it's very possible that it's not that way. Adding the klipa itself would be doctor already in this mark. The truth is, the Gemara says, like I said, less lombo for leaving it on. You see that having things there already is a shtickel vart, and the Oroch HaNer over there in the Gemara also says the same thing on that Gemara.
It's rather than put the eggs in the chunk with the peel in.
With the peel on.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it that way. Some people put it in raw, like I feel, and get it how the cook can do it. But like upon him, the Kleisenberger was machmer, by the way, on the thing with the klipa. No, that's not, you can't throw in the klipa. He said it has to be unpeeled, at least to some degree. He says he never saw such a cooler. But like upon him, it is brought in Kadmoinim. Like upon him, comes in Chas Yitzchok, and he says that there's a minig also to add salt to the eggs. Now, if you put in a lot of salt into the eggs, there's no reason why it should be any worse than putting in vinegar or sugar. Why is it different? If you're going to put in a lot of salt in there, you're going to ruin it. Right? You won't be able to eat it afterwards. So what's the vart over here exactly? How far can we go with this? So it's interesting, in Taimam and Hogim, in the Likutim, at the end of the Sefer, he brings from the Sefer Tesefes Chaim. I looked up who's the Sefer Tesefes Chaim, where he's bringing from. Tesefes Chaim is a Yid who printed his Sefer Tofresh Memhei in Lemberg years ago. He has more than one Sefer, a bunch of Sforim on Halacha V'Agada. And he writes about Shumai Basal, Noisnin Oison Lemelach. Ki HaMelach Mevatel Es HaRuach Rosh HaShoyi Do'Olov. Now if you ask me, if you listen to that Lashon, Noisnin Oison Lemelach, I would say that the Pshat is that putting the thing into salt. In other words, you're dealing with a nice big amount of salt over there, it definitely sounds like. The Minchas Yitzchok, when he writes the Taki, he says, L'halocha, v'tarovius melech u'tzuke, v'kamus g'doylo, nirli yazdaydish eish l'hafe. It has to be a kamus g'doylo. If it's a kamus g'doylo, it can be made. And what's a kamus g'doylo? He doesn't give a share how much it is. Right? Again, from the other sefer there, so the Sefer Chaim, it looks like you need a really kamus gedayla. You need probably more salt than you have onion or garlic. Now Moshe Shtemach and his Chuvah Sanhag is brings, and I saw others, I looked up the Matthias a little bit, what's going on today? One of the Hashgachas Machayev in Eretz Yisrael first, the Machayev that it needs to be, Moshe Shtemach writes, you need at least 2% of sugar. At least 2%. How did he come up with exactly these amounts? I don't know if they tested and did a taste test to see exactly how much of an effect different amounts have. They say at least 2% of sugar, but I saw that Avlanda, in his Hashem, Bnei Bagaz Nachman, that sugar you need at least 4%. The only thing that he's making 2% is only on salt. Salt, they have 2% salt, is quite a significant amount, 2% of salt in something. I did see that the OU, brings from Abelski, that needs to, definitely, whatever you put in, must have a hashpah. There must be a hashpah, some kind of hashpah. So he says, even if the hashpah won't be out kidekach on the taste, well, the hashpah will be that it's a stabilizer, it's a preservative, it's an equalizer, it does something it does here, which changes something from what it was before. Right? And this is an interesting nekuda, it's an interesting ha'orah.
This is specifically for the processed eggs that he's referring to about the putting something in?
Rabbi Belsky?
Yeah, the two, the had a hash bar.
All of the different things. All of the different things. You want to add salt or whatever it is. It has to mean something. It's not something.
On a hard-boiled egg, you can wash off salt.
True. You make a good point. I'm nice to make sure Stan was not so excited with all this story with the salt and sugar, because he says there is a difference, he says, between vinegar and salt and sugar. Why? He says vinegar is a shinui. Salt and sugar is a shinui. It's a shinui for atam. You're being much biach to zah. You threw in some of your spicing, you already did. That's all. You weren't mashana the chafter, vakeret. If you want to have eggs, you're going to put in this stuff. Why are you putting it in? Because you're mashana to something else? No, vakeret. Because you're being sharp at the zah as it is. And therefore, he has an interesting idea. He says he would recommend that besides that, to put in some kind of a spice that changes at least the look of it. Shinui mara. Get it to shinui. Put in paprika, let's say, or something like that. So it makes the shinui mara. It changes the color to some degree. Shine. That's already something. Or to add it immediately to a different food, or afterwards to a different food. It shouldn't be banned. To do other things besides just the salt and sugar. Now I want to point out, Lamaisa, today's days, they started selling peeled garlic. They sell these big bags of peeled garlic in the store. I was told that they now sell peeled hard-boiled eggs also. Now, it's not for me to start telling people how to run their lives with convenience and what to spend money on and what not. For me, it seems like a little bit crazy.
Egg whites.
Egg whites, for me, is a little bit of a pain in the neck to have to split them. But for me, we're going to deal with that. But To the whole garlic, they sell whole garlic, whole cloves of garlic, cloves, open cloves, they peel, completely peeled. Most of the people, many people here have definitely seen them. I don't know if everyone's seen hard-boiled eggs, I haven't seen those yet. Peeled ones, have you seen it?
Yeah. A lot of people have seen those also. 7-Eleven.
So I'm told, and again, as I started the share, my phone was ringing here with Yid, who's the Mashgiach, but all you, because I called him, I wanted to get out of him exactly what they do, but I'm told that they add some salt to the garlic, to the cloves of garlic, which is not enough to be listed on the ingredients, yeah? But it is enough of the aloha or whatever. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
2%
has to be listed. So, it has to be less than 2% in order to be there, right? In order to be there and not be there. Bechalal, I have to say, it's better to understand what that actually means, that you added salt to cloves of garlic. How do you add salt to cloves of garlic? How do you do it? I'm not familiar with this Matthias. How do you do that? How do you add salt to close the garlic?
Dip it in salt water.
Okay? In other words, it has to be stuck on. I don't think that's what they do. So I don't know what they do. Personally, I would not recommend to buy those things. That's my personal recommendation. I would not recommend to buy the peeled garlic or the peeled anything, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't think there's anything in there that's any serious degree at all. But I will stand corrected if I find out from the gentleman. It's going to be too late for you people to find out. You can ask me tomorrow. Hopefully I'll find out by then. On cloves of garlic?
Otherwise it's shriveled up. It's peeled garlic.
But if they, vacuum pack it, yeah. Vacuum pack it. Right, this again, okay, listen. If there's a significant additive, I take it back.
They're not vacuum packed.
Those little square things are vacuum packed.
Yeah, frozen, they probably do add
something. The frozen cubes.
They must. I would assume they have. Okay, so Nochamal, what do we find clearly in the Gemara? What's the heck in the Gemara? In the Gemara, this is something we have to remember. Onion, you leave the saris on the bottom of the shape of fish. The saris on the bottom, in other words, the bottom, call the top of the bottom, and call whatever you want. But it says it's charoshon, yeah? And what is it? That's the saris on the bottom. You leave those, again, if you slice an onion across the middle, the top will be also, the bottom will be muta. But that, if you leave that there, that's the poshet that in the Gemara. Now what about onion powder, garlic powder, these kinds of things? There's actually powdered eggs also. Everything is in powder. Now these things often do not have any kind of additives in them at all.
They're
banned with
shaking agents.
Okay, so that's not from this. If it does have, it's a chavadig. No, first of all, what's clear is that grinding things up is definitely not a heter. Of course, we saw that in Pesach, right? He says you can't grind it before. Why not? I have a commentary. And that doesn't become like, it's very clear that grinding it off is not going to be the Hetzer. At least that's from there. The Hatzvi has a tshuva on what he calls Avkas Beitzim Pekeresim, which is powdered eggs, which are manufactured in China. He's basically busy there with Kasher Shiloh. He does bring the Shiloh of the peeled eggs. Doesn't give a clear achra on it. But what mostly seems to be the Hetzer is the tshuva's Degel Ephraim. I don't know who he is, but he's brought back a tshuva, and he brings an interesting messiah. He says that they made, in order to make the wine be very clear, maybe there's a better word for that, I don't know, you know, white wine, I guess. They wanted it to be, you know, not to get cloudy.
No sediments
way.
In it.
Huh?
No sediments in it? Or no?
Yeah, they wanted to make it clear. So they had some kind of invention that they used. They used to take egg whites, and dry them down to a powder. He says only egg whites. They made a powder out of egg whites. He has a special name for it over there. And they use, it's called something pulver. But pulver usually is used to mean gunpowder, which it does mean in this case. But in any case, they put it into the wine. And he says he's making wine. Kibush in the siyabish v'nasu ka'ofor. Yeshloimah the kemoi de gabi yisuri hano. Taimel on the Ephraim muta. Now the exact dimion is a pella. Because Ephraim Mutter of Shat is, it's oiris, it's not, it's a garnish. It doesn't exist anymore. Right? It's in his domain. But Lamaisa over here, Lachayra, what he's saying is, even if it's not oiris and gansum, and didn't turn into Efer, but it is a different Metzias, it is a gewiss upon him Chadoshes, and it does seem that this is what the Oilam is saying, Mechan. Others, the Ber Moshe, the Davidina, brings that anything else that is put in, for example, different additives or preservatives, any kind, he says are good enough to be makel, and therefore he says he's sure that there must be something in there, like Reuven just said, to keep it maybe from caking up or whatever it is. And in any case, he feels that Shomanu Mishia Nizam Liknois Imamoicha Muchzik Bekashris Heitev. He doesn't see any reason to be machmer on it. Hazish Tatan Chalkis Yaakov and Shuva Shevet Halevi. And they added that the pshat is, once you turn it into powder, it's Panim Chadoshes, and that it's not Roy La'ochlin Kamayt Shahen. In other words, if you can theoretically eat onion or garlic raw, most people know about it if you did, but the Maisa you could. So Lamaisa, if you turn it into a powder, you can't eat it. So Kum Tachoy is to a degree, you mamish mevatel the zachet panu chadosh of all the kinds, you take a little bit of that flavoring and sprinkle it into something, but to look at it as the same thing, he says, is a big chiddush. Now when it comes to what they call onion flakes and garlic, minced onion and garlic, those are things that zicha have different additives, oil or whatever in there. The Shver Shaila comes back when it comes to these canned eggs and the bottled eggs and the what they call liquid eggs, which I just want to end off with Ramesha. Ramesha says a chiddush often. Ramesha in the day chayla gimel. He says the heter is, he's basically really stickle being attacked over there by the soil, who says that he heard that I heard that you said that as long as you really intended to use it today, and left it till tomorrow, then it's a problem. But if you intend to use it tomorrow, then it's not a problem. It's not going to say such a thing, which is I never said such a thing, I never would have said such a thing. That's not what it is. There are some tests against it, etc. But instead he says, he says something which that's the derech, how it's made, in other words, his lashon is, dovo sha'derech she'tzorich l'kalfon, sha'derech she'tzorich l'kalfon, hu bizman mukdom diyomim, it's days in advance. It has to be produced days in advance. Kahal the kilof, the kibbutz chovuyoy shel chalboinim v'shel chalmoinim, egg whites and egg yolks, like piom ulamoichrom abati afio, who inyan kilof acher she'ein ze b'chlal the pastures of Erzim v'yichayzev. This is something different. Something that chatchila is made to, not because you decided, but that's the way that this is the derech of this zak. That's made for weeks in advance. Ein lanu elazesh v'nema mefurish. This is Ramesha's Chiddush. Again, if it wasn't Ramesha, we wouldn't go look at Ramesha. But anyone else, I don't think we dare to say a thing like this. But Ramesha does say it. And there is precedent for this type of svara. The pshat is, once it's something that we don't really know what it is, And Memela, it's different than the original form of how it was said, because that clearly was discussing a case where somebody has an egg in the house which was left over or whatever it is. So I sort of thought, oh, you attack him, differentiates in this way. How do they do it? They say, one shot is that they're working with a caterer, let's say, and something was left over, they make them throw it out. They're working in, let's say, it's a bakery, and yeah, not this kitchen, make them throw it out. But when you buy liquid eggs, which the chatchila was made for that, they attack him out, they'll smach. Well, Moshe says over here.